So in our Ephesians text, there's so many great gems in there that I love to just listen to again, that we are in Christ, we have obtained this inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the divine counsel and will, that you might live for the praise of God's glory in Christ also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is a pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of God's glory. And then this line, I have heard of your faith in Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease in giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. This whole notion of us being connected together, receiving this inheritance of children of God, being bound to one another or connected to one another in water, is a great blessing on this All Saints Sunday. It's on this day when we are reading the names of those who we have lost recently in the last few years, or in the last year, but also we remember the ones who we have lost even longer ago. We hear those names and we can write those names. We'll see those names on luminaries in our CLC later this afternoon. And it is those names that we are surrounded by, but it is the people that belong to those names that we remember. We remember how they touched our lives in this pilgrimage on earth as part of our liturgy as well. That we have been connected to them in ways that have been a privilege and an honor. And as we have missed them, especially if they are a spouse or, it doesn't mean any time, but a lot of times I'll see people in our grief groups who have lost a spouse, and it feels like you've lost like a part of yourself, like you're missing an arm or a limb. Because as you live together, you make your home as one. And so here we are this day, naming those that we have loved, that we are still connected to. That's another thing about this. When we are joined to Christ in his in baptism, we are joined to his life and his resurrection. So we too share in that promise, that inheritance one day that we will receive. So when we say those names, we bring them closer. When we remember them, it can be bittersweet. Sweet, because we know that they are at peace and whole and free. But bitter because we want them here. And it is in this time that instead of feeling far away from them, that we pull them closer by naming them. It's an interesting phenomena in our culture of grieving. We give each other just a short time to grieve, maybe a week, maybe a month. Surely you should be over it by 6 months. How about a year? But if you have loved and lost, you know how ridiculous all of that sounds. We never get over and we never stop grieving, because once we have loved and we have lost, they are still with us forever. God promises this in the communion of saints. So whenever we have communion, we are communing with the saints, with each other, people of God, children of God, saints of God, saints with blessed by God. But also, there's that great visual in some of the country churches that I have served. It is a semicircle, so a half circle in front, and it's usually the communion rail. And I don't know, I think people were littler back when they started constructing those churches, because the railing that you and the kneeler is only about this wide, and so it feels like you're going to fall off. And when you see your 85-year-old aunt trying to get down on her knees, you kind of want to, like, make it easier, right? So one church was trying to do just that, make it easier for those people who could no longer kneel. We too, at Zion, at one point, we had kneelers as well. But once you start to mess or try to fix or remodel that semicircle, people got really nervous. Because as they see the semicircle, then in their head, they think that on the other side, of course, is the communion of saints. But here's what happens. It's not about the furniture. It just isn't, right? It's about us communing. It's about having the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. It's about being together in this community, but also being with the saints. And whether or not you have a semicircle, you are still communing all together. And so, as we know this, that we are connected in this life, and we are connected to the life to come as well. So when we are grieving, of course, we want to hear the stories of our loved ones. We just want to. We want to know that other people remember them just like we do. We want to know, and we want to hear their names. Sometimes people will just drop that out, just not name them at all, because either A, they're afraid they'll make you upset, or B, they'll make themselves. It hurts for them to say it too. It's tough. We want to remember. We want that connection, and we want to remember our loved ones. So in our text today, in our Ephesians text, we hear again about how connected we are to one another. And we do this in baptism by God. So it is kind of funny that that water that can slip through your fingers holds us together, holds us and gives us one another, gives us not only Christ and in our triune God in our life, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but gives us one another. And that's where we're connected to our gospel today. I have oversimplified this. You do not need to, I'm not drilling down on this sermon on the plane in Luke's gospel. But we hear about, woe, blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be filled. But woe to you who are full, for you will find hunger. It's kind of almost like it's that whole where we mix all of our lives together, the people that we get along with, the people that we don't get along with, the people that we are to befriend and have as our neighbors, do unto others as you would have them do to you. It's our life together as Christ's people, as God's people. So sometimes it is good. Sometimes we are doing well and we have enough to share, but sometimes we don't. And so we look and we see, because God connects us to each other. So we see that maybe they need some help, or maybe they need an ear to listen, or maybe they need just an acknowledgement on this day. And that's what God is trying to have us do as we live this life together, brothers and sisters in Christ. And so as we hear this gospel message today, Jesus invites us to show God's radical love, God's blessing, God's forgiveness, God's generosity, and trust even to our enemies and outsiders. And when we are called, we are given all of these things. God loves us so much that we can only imagine how much that is. But there will come a day when we will know even more. Amen.